Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is sunny and warm. Tel Aviv enjoys bright skies, while Jerusalem experiences mild temperatures. In Haifa, it's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, negotiations offer Gaza hope, but residents report collapse is already here. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, JNS reports that an agreement drives a wedge between Iran and Lebanon. This deal permits the IDF to act against Hezbollah, but experts question the Lebanese army's capacity. Also this hour, Ynet shares that Netanyahu is eager for a White House meeting with Trump. This hopes to reset relations after the Iran conflict. Separately, Australian Jewish News highlights the trauma and resilience from Dubai to Tel Aviv. Both countries are forging futures, albeit for distinct reasons. This was reported 3 hours ago. And finally, a joint Israeli and UAE initiative fosters cooperation in tech innovation, reported this morning by I24NEWS. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reported just minutes ago that two Jewish visitors in Barcelona faced anti-Semitic harassment following a synagogue visit. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, a commentator, writes now that true freedom lies in the space between life's wounds and our responses. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today emphasizing Jewish resilience and the choice of life and liberty in the face of adversity. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Gaza, the Jerusalem Post shares insights from families describing the dire conditions they face. Fear and scarcity dominate life, while Israeli analyst Jonathan Conricus points to Hamas's disarmament as a pivotal issue. The implications for Gaza's civilians remain severe. Turning to the deal between Israel and Lebanon, JNS explains how the agreement allows Israel to counter Hezbollah threats. Though promising, experts doubt the Lebanese army's strength to hold up its end. This development could reshape regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's urgency for a White House meeting, as Ynet reports, underscores a strategic need to realign with the U.S. post-Iran conflict. His agenda includes pressing issues with Tehran and beyond. This move seeks to bolster Israel's international standing. In a related development, the Australian Jewish News focuses on the contrasting futures of Dubai and Tel Aviv. Both cities are building for stability, yet driven by different motivations. This cooperation highlights a shift towards innovation and peace in the region. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Tunuva faces a supply issue with cottage cheese due to a technical glitch. Production is active, but logistics are stuck, affecting availability. Separately, CTech highlights Israel's dominance in AI-native startups. The country leads globally, with nearly a third of young startups focusing on artificial intelligence. And finally, Globes informs us that Castro has secured a franchise deal with Chinese sports giant Anta. This will see a significant investment to expand retail and online presence in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.